What do we know about how extremely poor households earn their money? We'll be looking at families earning $2 a day or less. In the data, some of the most common themes are self-employment, multiple jobs, and migration. A substantial percentage of the poor are self-employed, and they act as entrepreneurs, and they raise their own capital, and they are very much residual claimants on the business they run. In Peru, 69% of the households who earn less than $2 a day in urban areas run their own business. In India, Pakistan, and Nicaragua, the percentages are between 47 and 52%. What's pictured here are plates from central Mexico, and these plates are typically sold to Mexican and North American tourists in Mexican resort towns such as Acapulco or Cancun. There are several distinct jobs behind these plates. For instance, typically a family in a village will run its own small business. They will buy the ceramic material from a factory. The family itself will paint the plates, and then the family will sell the painted plates to another family which owns an artisan stand, say in Cancun, and then the plates are sold to tourists. No one is really a full-time painter of these plates. The plates are simply painted on a table in the house. At the same time, during the course of the same day, these individuals will be engaged in, say, farming corn, raising animals. A pig might eventually be sold for its meat to a market. The women in the family may do sewing and then sell the garments, either to other families in the village or at a local market. The family may have a watermelon patch, and they will raise watermelon and perhaps sell some of it from their home. In addition to painting plates, the family might sell painted stones or other forms of artisan work. These businesses are very small, employing just a few family members, and when it comes to painting the plates, it's quite common that migration is involved for part of the year. That is, one or two family members will take the plates and go somewhere, such as Cancun, and set up a stand and sell the plates to tourists. These modes of production have some obvious advantages and disadvantages. One of the advantages is simply that individuals achieve some measure of control over their own time and some amount of personal freedom. The ability to work in small family units allows for greater trust and better cooperation. And because the family is producing many different things, there's a fair amount of diversification, which protects against the riskiness of any single endeavor. In terms of disadvantages, the biggest one is simply that these businesses have extremely low levels of capital investment. So capital does relatively little to augment the productivity of labor. And these tend, of course, to be low productivity jobs. We're talking about households getting by on $2 a day or less, and the low productivity is reflected in the lower wages. For more on how the very poor earn their livings, Google to The Economic Lives of the Poor by Banerjee and Duflo, see their book, Poor Economics, and in particular on plates and artisan work from central Mexico and how families there earn their livings, see my book, Markets and Cultural Voices.